All right, do you have your exercise hat on? Dan Siegel, the song is entitled Great Expectations. By the way, remember, this evening at 6 p.m., you get an opportunity to hear Dorinda Clark Cole live in performance at, in concert at the Trinity CME Church, where she is helping with an inaugural scholarship benefit concert. This evening at 6 p.m., the King's Kids Community Choir and Grammy Award winning group Clark Sisters, sister Dorinda Clark Cole, singing live at the Trinity CME Church. You get an outstanding opportunity to help build the community through scholarships while hearing a great songstress, Dorinda Clark Cole. General admission, $25. Preferred seating, $35. That's pre-sale. General admission, $30. Preferred seating, $40. Again, you can pay at the door, which you may want to do since today's the day, but also you can still go to kkcla.eventbrite.com and purchase your ticket online. Either way, they hope to see you there. A great cause with a great songstress. This Saturday, this June 15th, the King's Kids Christian Learning Academy and their inaugural scholarship benefit concert. All right. Did you take time to put your exercise hat on? It is time, ladies and gentlemen. It is time. WebMD is going to walk us through it, as I mentioned, and I'm going to be asking you, is this the way to work out? Yes. So I'm going to give you most of the time I'm going to simply give you a phrase, give you a statement, give you some food for thought. And basically you'll tell me yes or no, true or false. All right. So let's start with this one. I know a lot of you have heard this. I know I used to hear this a lot when I was in high school. Maybe a little less when I was in college. Do you still hear it today? No pain, no gain. Remember now, we're focusing on exercise. No pain, no gain. Is that true or is that false? If you ain't hurting, you're not gaining. No pain, no gain. True or false? Well, here's what the experts say. Pain means you should stop what you're doing and see a doctor before you start up again. Now, sore muscles are a different story. It's normal to feel a bit tender, especially when you're new to working out. So start slowly, but don't let it keep you down. Some discomfort means you're pushing your body to bring on change. Now, I would say this. It is a good idea to not try to go full force if you've never worked out. I would also say it is not a good idea to try to go full force if you haven't worked out in a long time. Yeah, don't pick up where you left off if it's been a long time since you've been working out, whether you're talking about hitting the weights or running, whatever it is that you were doing. No, don't try to pick up where you left off. Start out light, whether you're talking about a light walk or whether you're talking about starting off with light weights, whatever it is that you've been doing, start out light, take it easy and build up again. The good news is it's not going to take you as long to build back up as it took you to build there initially. Because the muscle memory is there, the brain memory is there, you understand how to do what you do. In other words, proper form, proper breathing, etc. You have all of that down. It'll start coming very, very quickly, but you still need to give the muscles and the ligaments and the tendons time to build back up to where they were before. So take your time. Enjoy yourself. Go out there and go full force, and next thing you know, your muscles are so sore that you're miserable, whether you're trying to work out again or you're just sitting still because you just don't want to move. And I will tell you, I remember I made that mistake in high school once. I don't remember I don't think it was the first time working out it wasn't the first time working out. It had been a long time since I worked out. I was getting back to it. And I basically started pretty much where I left off. That was not a good idea. I was so sore the next day that I just didn't work out at all. I was sure enough so not worth it. So I actually lost ground. I think there may have been 2 or 3 days in a row that I just did not work out because I was too sore. And so by going full force, I actually lost ground. Because think about it now, had I started out light and worked my way up again, I wouldn't have had to forego those 2 or 3 or maybe even 4 days that I went without doing anything. So I actually lost ground. And I'm pretty sure that's what happens with some of you. You don't have to be hurting in order to be benefiting. All right, so here's the next one. I'm going to give you 3, and I want you to tell me which is the most balanced exercise plan. Now I'm going to give you heads up. One of these exercises you may not particularly agree with from, you know, a religious standpoint. I understand that. But this is just the way it was set up. So I just give it to you the way it was given. And even if it's just general information, just tell us what you think. The most balanced exercise plan, walking or weightlifting, walking and weightlifting, weightlifting and yoga, or walking, weightlifting, and yoga. Well, as it turns out, walking, weightlifting, and yoga is the most balanced exercise plan of those that I gave you. The plan has 3 different types of exercise: the aerobic activity or the cardio, which is the walking, the strength or resistance training, which is the weightlifting, and the flexibility training, which is the yoga. And all of them are important. Walking and other cardio workouts like jogging, cycling, swimming, and tennis boost the power of your heart and your lungs. Weightlifting builds muscle, keeps your bones strong, and helps with balance and coordination. Yoga can increase your range of motion and lower your chances of getting injured. So, the most balanced exercise plan that I gave you, walking and weightlifting and yoga all together. All right, so here we go. True or false? You should do your cardio exercises before your strength training. Is that true or is that false? Now, I will tell you this. This might kind of sort of seem like a trick question, but let me give you a few more seconds to think about it. You're looking at your cardio, of course, with your cardio. You're doing things like walking or jogging. Of course, your strength training, you're doing things like push-ups, weightlifting, etc. And so, is this true or false? You should do your cardio exercises before you do your strength training. Well, as it turns out, ladies and gentlemen, that's false. There's no correct order. But it can make a difference if you have a specific goal in mind. Do your cardio first if you want to work on your endurance. But pump iron first if you want to build strength or bigger muscles. Now, I got to tell you, in all honesty, that almost seems to be a bit counterintuitive to me, that if you want to build your strength or your muscles, you hit the weights first and then finish with your cardio. But that's what they recommend. But as you can imagine, the major point is this, that the most important thing is to get enough of your cardio and enough of strength training every week. Get enough of both types of exercise each week. I tell you the truth, that's what works for me anyway when I am exercising. I feel more complete just from a psychological standpoint, but also I know that that helps me with the variety that I need to keep it interesting. Okay, now I'm going to give you some choices. You tell me which one is the toughest. Pushing a lawnmower, shopping, washing clothes. Pushing a lawnmower, shopping, washing clothes. How many of you are on top of that laundry and you can say that it's almost an all-day affair? All right, so the question is, which of those is the toughest workout? And I think a lot of you got this, and I agreed with you too, pushing the lawnmower. How many of you said that the shopping is really tough? Well, here's the thing. Going up and down those aisles, looking at the clothes, pushing these hangers aside and pushing those clothes aside and pulling this one off the rack and putting it back on the rack and walking down another aisle of clothes and pushing and pulling, it doesn't actually speed up your breathing or your heart rate. I know that doing the laundry can be an all-day affair, but think about it. Basically, what are we doing? We're pulling the laundry basket to the laundry room. That may take a few minutes, right? Maybe 30 to 90 seconds, depending on where it's located. Maybe 2 minutes if you're in a huge house. You get it there and you put the clothes in or put the linen in, whatever's going to be washed. And it's washing, washing, washing. But check this out. Once you've done that part, you're not doing anything for quite a while until that load has finished washing. Then you take that load out and you either put it into the dryer or you hang some stuff up. That may take several minutes. And in the meantime, you have another load going. See how it can be really, really difficult to get the breathing up and the heart rate up by doing laundry? So that doesn't really count as a workout either. But pushing a lawnmower can qualify as a moderate intensity exercise if you do it for 10 minutes or longer. So what's moderate intensity? Moderate intensity is when you can talk, but you cannot sing the words of your favorite song. Vigorous intensity is when you're breathing hard and fast and you can't get out more than a couple of words. All right. So moderate intensity is what you're looking at when you're pushing a lawnmower for 10 minutes or longer. So pushing the lawnmower is a much better workout than shopping or doing the laundry. Okay. How about this one? We're going to make a comparison. And you're going to tell me, true or false? 30 minutes of straight exercise is better than 10 minutes three times a day. Okay, let me give it to you again. 30 minutes of straight exercise is better than 10 minutes of exercise three times a day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the answer to that one is false. That's right. It's actually fine to train throughout the day. The key to it is to just stick to a minimum of 10 minutes at a time in order to get your heart rate up. You know, you can do 5 minutes at a time, and that'll be better than zero. So you want to do 5 minutes of exercise, say six times throughout the day? Cool. That is better than zero. But it'll take close to 10 minutes to get your heart rate up. The CDC recommends that we get at least 150 minutes a week of moderate intensity cardio exercise or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity cardio exercise. You can get the same fitness perks in half the time with vigorous exercises. Jogging, swimming laps, cycling fast, or playing a sport that involves a lot of running can help you. So, 75 minutes at vigorous intensity each week, or 150 minutes of moderate intensity each week. Okay, now, I'm going to ask you something that I think is going to be kind of tricky, but I've got to ask you. You do have your exercise hats on, right? Here we go. You should warm up every time you exercise and cool down afterward. Let me give it to you again. You should warm up every time you exercise and cool down afterward. A lot of you got that right, right? Yes, so this one isn't that tricky. The answer to that question is true. A warm-up of light aerobics to slightly raise your breathing and heart rate can actually prepare your muscles and help you avoid an injury. We don't need to be injured in order to be healthy. A brisk walk or a steady bike ride for 5 to 10 minutes or until you break a sweat is enough. After your workout, cool down for about the same amount of time to help your body recover. Simply continue your exercise session at a lower level of intensity. How many of you really enjoy the treadmill? And you really like getting that breathing up? You like getting that heart rate up? And you finally got it up to your, let's just say, 70% of your resting heart rate? Well, it's a good idea to not just stop at 70% of your heart rate. It's a much better idea to slow that baby down so that you bring your body down gradually. You bring the heart rate down gradually. You bring the breathing rate down gradually. So, again, you can continue on that treadmill or whatever it is that you're doing at a lower level of intensity. Slow the speed down. Bring down the level of resistance. If you've been on that treadmill, for example, and you turn the resistance level up to 3.5, bring it on back down to 1 or 0. Include some gentle stretching to loosen your muscles, your tendons, and your ligaments in order to reduce soreness. Yeah, that's one thing that is good about exercise routines. We don't have to necessarily feel bad in order to be benefiting. Back in just a few.